Welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you all of our Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and discuss our adventures as two best friends who are hilarious and working this Broadway scene. This is episode 13. My name's Michelle.
I'm Skylar. That
I just
was a
caught
good
Skylar
intro.
off guard. Thank you.
Good job. Good job.
The two of us are on the Delulu train right now.
Honestly, on the best Broadway high of our lives.
It's been a crazy couple days, and we will get into it. But so today's topic that we're going to be talking about, the big topic towards the end of the podcast, is going to be oh my God, I can't even talk. Shows, movies, and books that we think should be turned into Broadway shows. And like, we don't understand why they're never under consideration or why it hasn't happened yet.
And honestly, like copyright, don't steal our ideas.
Yeah, copyright
Or you have to
now.
write our names in the playbill, and we have to be directors, but copyright.
Or starring in it.
Oh, yeah, the lead.
Cast me as the lead.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, before we get into that, we have a lot to talk about today. We're gonna start with our hyperfixation songs of the week, which, as y'all know, is something we always do. So, Skylar, I'm tossing it over to you.
Before we say that, I want to say back on the Delulu train, we keep saying that we need cameras to follow us, but like I feel like nobody's gonna believe us once we tell our stories, but like we're not lying.
No, I promise you, nothing we ever say is a lie.
Like, and the way that we were screaming, we'll talk about it, but like I wish there was cameras on us.
I
It's so
wish.
funny. But okay, hyperfixation songs. Last week we kind of talked about Rocky, so I've been on like the Rocky train, but only like specific songs. But number three this week is I'm Done from Rocky. I was listening to it in the car literally last night on the way home, and I was like full on acting it, like as if like Justice for Tulsa, like just like I don't know, like I was like, ooh, girl, like.
Work it.
She's done. So I really like that song. It's not become like, I don't know, in the cycle of things.
Nice. Interesting choice.
It's like a little like sad, I guess, but like at the same time, it's like all the bullshit you put me through, like she's like goes all out, and I'm like, dang. Like if you need like an empowering song for the week, no matter if it's like a relationship or just to like survive the week. Listen to that song because I felt like I was like, oh, yeah, I could take on the freaking world. So that's number three. Number two, I've been listening to Tomorrow Is from the SpongeBob musical.
Random choice that it's that song
Yeah.
of the musical, but I love
Right?
it.
I absolutely love it when they all come together to harmonize. Oh. We
We love
only
a harmonization on this podcast.
We really do. Like at sunset, like when the ensemble, like, oh, full body chills.
Oh my God, this time next year is like the best song in the show.
Literally. Or even like the, what was it called? The drugstore? Something
Yes,
drugstore?
I love that one. Also, the Let's Do Lunch.
Oh my God.
Da,
Love. But you were right. We were talking about. This is off topic, but we were talking about the fact that we were sweating in the theater, and other people were like cold, but I think because we were so like into it that like our body was
yeah.
reacting that way, which is a
I
weird thing to say, but like.
No, like I felt like we were like in the show ourselves. Like Sky, like other people are putting coats on, and Skylar and I are sitting there drenched.
Like,
I was like, I am
and like I couldn't control myself. I was definitely dancing a little bit.
Well,
But
honestly,
yeah.
we could do it. We had room. The people next to us left, but we'll get into that later too.
That's insane. But as we're talking about sunset, my number one is What's Going On, Joe. I love that song. It's so random, but when Joe goes into like his like angry part, I replay that. I
Oh
don't
my
know if
God.
anger is like on the topic this week. But I just love it.
Are you
I
having a lot
love
of feels? Are you having a lot of
I
feels?
don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I replayed it like literally on the way home too. I replayed it like three times.
So we went to Sunset yesterday and we'll talk about it more, but like that song last night was haunting.
It really was. And I think that's why part of my obsession.
Yeah, ugh, I loved it. Okay, so moving
Your
into
turn.
mine. Number three, actually, to be honest, all of my songs kind of relate to what we did this week. So, number three is Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray.
Iconic.
I'm back on my Hairspray kick. So, we went to the Mama I'm a Big Girl Now show, and I'm sorry, when Marissa belted out Good Morning Baltimore, I just like was transported back into my childhood, and I cannot stop listening to it now.
I wish someone was recording our reactions.
We
Because
needed someone there.
we gasped out loud. We were like, ooh! And then when they were like, right, they were like, we have original members. I was like, damn.
There's no way. Okay, when she started singing it though, and like I like we heard like the note coming, I verbally said out loud, yes, and I
We were so
hit my. We
unwell.
were very verbal the last few days. You were verbal during Sunset Boulevard too. Skylar kept going under her. This is Skylar during the entirety of Sunset Boulevard. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then this is me. Wow.
Like we're at a, like a candy shop. Like
Oh my God.
unwell.
And speaking of Sunset Boulevard again.
Boulevard.
Oh my God. So number two is
Is
okay. A word of warning. Skylar and I have had this thing going on for like 3 days now where we randomly break out in British accents and we just talk British for hours on end. And
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time breaking it to record this.
We did it at the theater.
Oh my God, we were like, I wonder if people would believe we're British if we just keep doing
And I remember the ticket person went, thank you.
this.
Wait. Okay, should we tell them how I fell?
Oh, okay, let's get to that when we talk about the show.
I
But
forgot. Oh
back
my
to
God,
that.
sorry, we're hyperfixation.
So back to the hyperfixation. For Sunset Boulevard, number two, my choice is the car chase, which I know is a very random
Yeah.
one to pick, but I'm sorry, that instrumental hits.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I was
So good.
screaming during that part last night. I was like, yeah.
I don't know how we have voices.
I don't. I think this is just like random pre-recorded sounds that are coming out of me right now.
That's so funny. Okay.
Anyway, and that brings, I can't even talk. That brings us to number one. So,
Number one.
I can't stop. Okay, so number one this week, lovelies, is also from Sunset Boulevard.
Boulevard, you mean?
Sunset Boulevard. Number one is As If We've Never Said Goodbye.
Oh.
I love it, and I'm sorry, Mandy's version.
Oh my God.
Holy effing poop.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's just go. Let's just go.
Because we saw Mandy Gonzalez as Norma Desmond and Diego as Joe, and our lives were changed.
I don't think I'm ever gonna be the same. Like, I think my life has been turned upside down, bouncing
I
off
think
the ceiling.
we witnessed history. Like it
I
was. Oh.
No disrespect to Tom Francis or Nicole,
No.
because they're both incredible too. But Diego and Mandy played the roles so differently. And it was just the whole show was just elevated to another level because of their age difference, which is very obvious. Like the age difference between Nicole and Tom is not, doesn't look like it's there, to be honest.
Yeah.
But this just was so effing creepy.
It was so, and that's what Who Norma is. Like, and you, Mandy did such a great job on, she started off slow, and then you saw the switch slowly progress till the tipping. And then Diego did the same thing, where he played Joe so naive in the beginning, but then by the end, he was.
Like going off.
Yeah, it
It
was
was
insane.
absolutely insane. And their voices are incredible. Actually, Diego sounded very similar to Tom,
He really did.
but like in a weird way, I don't know if it was because of his acting or the way he pronounced words. I understood the story more than I have before.
Yeah.
I just like you could feel it significantly more. And same goes for Mandy. Like you can tell, like she sat down and broke down this character and asked
Yeah.
herself, really, who is Norma Desmond? And why is she the way she is? How does she progress? How does she relate to Joe? And like you literally think by the end, like she is psycho. Like her
Yeah.
eyes.
Her eyes were scary as when she was standing in the back, I kept hitting you. I was like, oh my God. When she was just standing there, because there's a part in Act Two where Norma's on stage, but she's not saying anything. She's just standing there. With Nicole, like she was there. Like, okay. With Mandy, I was looking and I was freaked out because her facial
Terrified.
expressions kept slowly changing to creepier, creepier. And I was like, oh my God.
Did you notice the part? It was towards the end, but she was like facing our part of the audience for a long time. And like it may have been that same part you're talking about. And she was just like staring at our area of the audience.
Yeah.
And like I felt like she was looking into my soul. Like I thought I was making eye
Yeah.
contact with her. And I was terrified for dear life. And even the end, like I mean, spoiler alert, the killing scene, way
Oh.
scarier than it's been in the past.
I was shaking.
Yeah.
In a good way, because like the acting, but the noises that Diego was making, I felt like he actually got shot. Because he
Yeah.
did like a curdling noise in his throat. Like when somebody is, which. Spoiler, when someone's like dying, you know, you kind of hear the curdling. And he was doing that. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Like,
You would never know this was his first time playing the role.
no, it was actually like history, I feel like we witnessed. Because
Yeah.
really, the way they took Norma and Joe, and they made the characters their own in their own way. And I like that because you don't want to see the same thing. Like Mandy didn't do the same thing that Nicole does. When she sang songs, she didn't use the same like hand movements or like there's a part where and with one look, Norma, not Norma, Nicole hits her like chest. And Mandy didn't do it. And I liked it better because it kept me in the song almost.
I kept saying this to Skylar last night. You can almost see now when you see both of them, you can tell how Nicole is a pop singer. And
Yeah.
Mandy's a real Broadway actress. There is a difference. Like a lot of what Nicole does, we saw her twice, is very choreographed in her movements. Like I was always told, like when you're singing, you really should try to resist choreographing your movements as much as you can, besides what the choreographer tells you to do, because
Yeah.
it starts making the song look unnatural. And I see that now with Nicole.
Yeah, and I see the criticisms that we were talking about in the car with the we saw a lot of criticisms where Nicole kind of makes fun of, they were saying,
Yeah.
right? Something along that lines, and
Well,
it's like,
yeah,
oh,
it
you
was
kind
like
of,
Nic yeah, it was like
yeah.
Nicole makes fun of the role in a sense because of how humorous she makes it and how like she starts the show already terrifying so that like there's no progression. Like they just felt like a lot
Yeah.
of people felt like she wasn't really portraying Norma as intended.
And like Nicole does do a great job. Her voice is incredible. She's, you know, it's just after seeing Mandy, I was like, I understood Norma. I understood her psychosis, her hallucinations. I understood the switch more, and I understood the ending of it more too.
Yeah, me too.
So, and if I'm being completely honest, Again, love Nor like love Nicole. She's great, but I looked at Michelle and I said, "That's my Norma," at the end
Yeah.
of the show yesterday.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's on, like, honestly, like, I would go back and see Mandy again. I don't know if I would go back and want to see Nicole again.
I agree. I agree 100%.
I'd be curious to see Mandy with Tom
Me too.
and that combo. But at the same time, I just feel like I know Tom Francis is not like he's in the mid-20s, but for some reason he has an older look to him in some sense,
Yeah.
more mature than like I guess than Diego looked to me. And I feel like it won't feel as creepy as Diego and Mandy as a combo, but I'm really curious to compare it.
Because I definitely, when we saw Nicole and Tom, I didn't get that like creepiness of this older actor going after a young writer. Like I know Tom, he's younger than me, if we're being honest, which is weird. But he looks older. He looks like he's in his like 40s. No, 30s maybe.
Yeah,
Not 40s.
at least in the show, maybe not like up close, but in the show,
Yeah.
it looks it.
So like this time, the effect of the age gap was made it 10 times more worse.
Yeah. But I think Diego's young. Like, I think he just graduated college not too long ago. So, like, it had to have been
He's
at least a
incredible.
20-year age gap. How old is Mandy?
She has to be in her 40s, maybe, right? Or
Let's
50s?
see. How old? I'm gonna look this up.
She deserves. Like, if Nicole ever leaves, she deserves to be normal full time.
Mandy's 46. So that's like what a
Wow.
25-year age difference? 20, at least 20 years for sure
Because
between her and Diego.
when they kissed, I was like, oh, yucky. I was like, I felt weird. But when Nicole and Tom kissed, I didn't feel that.
It
But
almost feels
when,
like sensual, like.
yeah, like when they. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's yucky. And Diego did a great job in swerving her during
Yeah.
the perfect year. Like, it was the perfect swerve, like, for the whole audience to see. Like, I'm just 10 out of 10. They were.
I don't know if I said it to you. I don't think I did yesterday, but when he swerved her, you said it out loud.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Really funny
What
when
did I
he
say?
swerved her. No, you were like, whoops, swerved.
I'm so sorry to people around me. I just say things, and like at the stage door too, I just say things that come to my head, and it's really bad. But I mean,
Entertaining for me.
it's nothing gross. It's just like random.
Skylar just like blabs. She just goes.
Yeah,
But it entertains me, so I appreciate it.
of course.
So while talking about Sunset Boulevard, before we change and start moving on, one thing we did want to talk about, something we discussed a few weeks ago in a podcast, is our updated list of our favorite musicals. I changed my list, I believe, in the last episode, and I moved Sunset Boulevard to the third spot, but I believe Skylar has a change this week too.
I gotta change. After seeing Sunset last night, I was like, it just surpassed. So my number one is The Les Mis, number two is Outsiders, but now three is gonna be Sunset Boulevard, then Hadestown, and Annie. So
I think that's a very
it
fair
bumped.
list.
Yeah, because I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could write a whole essay on it. Like, I wish I was in school again. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, it was so cool.
No, it's true. And I feel like us seeing now Mandy like really solidified for me like my choice of also bumping it to third.
Yeah.
Like I like you're right. I can't stop thinking about it. Like
Yeah, literally can't stop.
I think we need to go again.
Which was awesome is if you guys follow us on Instagram, Mandy actually reposted our story and put us on her story. So that was really cool.
Oh my
That
God.
was like top 10 moments.
I called Skylar crying.
Yeah, because I was driving home. And I was like, every time I see your name, I'm like, something good happened. I was like, let's
Yeah.
go. What happened?
Because like usually it's true. Usually we're texters, but if something big happens, we're like, I'm calling.
I'm calling, and it's
But
usually if we like win. something or.
Yeah. But I started crying. Only like
Oh, yeah.
just like off topic, but I guess staying still on topic, but like Mandy was the first person I ever saw as Elphaba in Wicked. So I guess you know like people always say like that's my Elphaba, like you
She's
know. So
yours,
she's
yeah.
my Elphaba. So just like and that was a kid when I first saw it. So it was just like to have her like communicate with us because besides reposting our story, she also like we quickly DM'd a little bit. She sent us some heart emojis and stuff. I was just like, how is this my life right now?
Yeah, it was actually insane because we just wanted to like tell her how much really it meant to us tonight and how incredible she was.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And back on that, so we rushed tickets. So one thing we will say is don't give up because we were on at 9 o'clock sharp. We could not get tickets yesterday at all. Kept exiting and kept saying that they were all being held, all that. And then I gave up because I had children coming into my classroom. I had to get off my phone. But Michelle at 9:20 was able to score us Orchestra Row J.
Which is crazy because Skylar and I said we were only going to take the tickets if it was orchestra again.
Yeah.
And actually, Skylar had gotten through once earlier, but it was like back in the mezzanine. And we were like, do we do it? Do we not? We were like, forget it. And I've never been able to get through to the Sunset Boulevard rush. Like it was always Skylar that like got through, if anything.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. We literally got Orchestra Row J. Like almost on the aisle. We were 2 seats away from the aisle. It was a great view
It
and it
was
was
amazing view.
$45. But one thing I was very shocked about at the show is the people next to us left during intermission.
I was shocked.
Four people left and they weren't even together. Like I think they were two separate couples and they all left.
I've never like
I don't know what they thought was so bad about the show. And also I almost feel like they left because it was Mandy and not Nicole, and I feel horrible saying that. But there were also two
Oh,
people sitting behind us, and the woman was like trashing the fact that Nicole was not in the show prior to the show starting. Like Skylar and I kept looking at each other, and we were like, what? Like it's advertised everywhere that Nicole was not
yeah,
gonna be on this night.
I was trying so hard not to turn around and be like, because she was like, I bought them on Today Tix and it doesn't say. I was like, about to turn around and be like, it literally, when you press on it, it literally says that she's out. So, like, you're just not looking.
Yeah.
Like, it was so annoying. It was so
Yeah.
annoying. Like, I understand you want to see Nicole, but, like, it's Sunset Boulevard. Like, you're experiencing something that's insane and so good. And Mandy, it's not like you're seeing some like Long Island theater performer. Like the understudy is incredible. So
She's
I don't
not even an
know.
understudy, she's an alternate.
Yeah, like
Like,
I don't get it.
it was just, I was stunned by the fact of
It was
how loudly
sad.
she was projecting her anger. And then the people next to us, too, like, literally the whole first act, before they left, the guy just kept checking his watch. Like, you could tell, like, he wanted to get out of there.
I can't believe that because like I was so like focused on it.
They probably thought we were crazy. So we were screaming, we were applauding, we were standing up, giving
Standing
standing
up,
ovations. Like they probably thought,
literally,
what is wrong with these two girls?
I could not control myself when she sang as long, wait, as long as we say, wait, what is it?
As if we never said goodbye.
Oh my God, why was I? You know what I was thinking of? As long as you were mine.
Well,
My
she sang
bad.
that too in the
Yeah.
past.
So yeah, we stood up and after he did Sunset Boulevard, it was so good.
It was incredible.
And he went over and kissed Tom Francis, which I thought was so funny.
Oh yeah, the poster outside. It was so funny. There is videos of it on TikTok. We saw them. So definitely go check
Yeah,
that out.
definitely.
Other Broadway shows we're trying to get lottery tickets to. We did actually win lottery tickets to Swept Away, but we decided to pass on them because we decided to go to Sunset.
Yeah, I'm seeing some interesting reviews on. All right, if you can hear weird things in the background, I need to get my spaghetti squash in, so don't mind because it takes so long. I need to get it in the oven. But we saw, so I saw some reviews about Swept Away where they have like amazing set pieces and they love the musical, but I saw people crying leaving. So I think that we have to see it like if we do a two show day so that we can see something like happier after so that we don't go home like depressed.
I agree. I 100% agree. I don't know. I feel like we could either love it or we're not gonna like it. Like, I feel like for us it's gonna be a love or hate.
Yeah.
So I definitely want it to be a two show day.
Do you think that you'll like it more or me?
You like that kind of stuff. Like, you like the waitressy, big fish, focusy kind of stuff.
Yeah. So we'll
I
see.
like
I'm
the big
curious.
show numbers. But what else are we trying? We're still trying for Romeo and Juliet. We have not won yet.
And then Death Becomes Her, which is annoying because I won, and they now I have to pray we win again because they canceled the show. But
Yeah,
I'm
Death
all up.
Becomes Her. If you're listening to this, like, please reach out to us because we're still really upset.
Like, I really want to see it, and now it's so hard to get tickets. Like, it's really making me mad. I'm really mad.
We literally were at the theater with the tickets in our hands, and they go, "Show's canceled. Nothing we can do because you were lottery winners.
I'm
Sorry."
so butthurt. I'm so butthurt by it.
Even like, I just wish they even gave us the opportunity to rebook our tickets, even if it wasn't the lottery price. Like, if we had to pay a little bit more, I would have done it, to be honest. Like, I just, with the
Honestly,
fact that
same.
they told us to just re-enter and start over is what bothered
It's
me.
rude. Rude. So, PR person for Death Becomes Her, I'm coming for you. Watch out. I'm kidding.
Watch out. So I guess getting into some Broadway news for the week, Skylar and I saw two shows over the weekend, which
Amazing.
also both had some big Broadway news announced too. So the
Insane.
first show we saw, which was it was also a lottery win. Skylar had won.
Yeah, which we've been trying for a while. So that was
Yeah,
cool.
which was incredible. It was Drag the Musical.
Incredible.
I'm a very big RuPaul's Drag Race fan, so I was in fangirl heaven.
Oh my God. It was so good.
The music is like,
So
it's
good.
all original music. The acting's incredible. Like, you could
I
tell they
need a
put
cast album.
everything into it. Please.
Cast album.
Cast the album. I hope they
Please.
do.
The way we would be dancing in the car, listening to some of those songs. Oh my God. Cast album.
I have a feeling they'll release one. I feel like Drag Race, I mean, like, I know it's not produced by Drag Race, but it's starring most of the queens, like a decent amount.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're always good with putting out merch and stuff in the songs. I feel like they will release it. But
So
what's
then, when we were.
crazy, yeah,
Oh,
you go
yeah.
ahead.
Well, yeah, let's start with when we were sitting in our seats, we both look over and we're like, oh my God, it is Adam Pascal at
We were
Drag.
stunned.
We could, and like, we both were like, oh my God.
No one else in the audience was making any comments. No one else noticed him, but the two of us were just staring at him like, holy, oh my God, Adam Pascal is sitting like diagonally in front of us.
Yeah, he was literally two rows in front of us. I never in my life thought I would see him in person. So
Never. And
I
speaking of
guess.
Bravo, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I keep doing that to you. I'm so sorry.
It's
It's because I'm not
okay.
looking at you because I'm doing a
Oh,
spaghetti squash. But just before we get into the big news, why we were so starstruck, I love Rent. It's not in my top five musicals, which is weird. But it was my first ever tattoo. When I turned 18, the day of my birthday, I went to Tattoo Luz in the mall
my
and got No Day But Today tattooed on me. And that was the first ever tattoo I got because it just meant so much to me. Just that one statement.
I think you should have gone up to him and said something, but I could not
I
convince
should
her.
have.
I tried. But speaking of the Broadway
Yeah.
news, Okay, the reason he was there is because he's gonna be starring in Drag Race, not Drag Race, in Drag the Musical starting December 11th. And what's funny is the announcement video that you guys all probably saw on their Instagram and social media pages. We recognize that outfit. That was taken the day that we saw him at the
Oh, amazing. We're going again.
I
We're
have to
going
see him.
again.
I have to hear
And
him
I
sing
need
in
to meet him.
person.
I'm stage dooring. We're stage dooring. I will work up the balls to say something.
Speaking of stage dooring, we did stage door drag, and the queens are so sweet. They are so
Oh,
nice. Alaska Thunder, F-U-C-K, because I can't say it on the podcast, blew us a kiss.
that made
My day, I was like,
my
I never
day.
thought Alaska would ever blow me a kiss. My queen.
Literally, queen. Like,
Queen.
so good. And they were so sweet. At the stage door, we kind of just stayed back because everybody was acting crazy.
Well,
And I
everyone,
think.
they weren't even going crazy for the Queens. They were going for Joey McIntyre.
Oh my God. The people in the crowd. Oh my God. They're just like, Joey! I was
They
like,
had Joey
dang.
shirts, they had Joey merch.
So.
And then the other show we saw on the same day, we actually bought last minute tickets to at the box office was Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. Which is the new little like cabaret concert that was put together by Laura Bell Bundy, Carrie Butler, and Marissa Janet Whitaker. And it's on a limited run. It's only running through December 8th. But we saw like I think it was the second or third performance.
It was the second. I think it was. It
Yeah.
was incredible. So we were going to see drag. We tried to rush it, Mama Big Girl Now, but we couldn't get in.
Yeah, until
So
it
we
charged.
went to the box office. Didn't have a great experience in the fact that they kind of the box office kind of led us on to tell us that we had like great seats. We had balcony and it was two seats alone. But the balcony seats that we had were high tops,
Yeah,
so
no
they
one
weren't
else did. Everyone
tall.
else had regular chairs, but like the thing is, Skylar and I, like me more than Skylar, but Skylar also felt it very badly there. We don't like heights. I mean, like we could do like a mezzanine at a regular show, but like this was like we were because we're not in regular seats, our feet were not planted on the floor. It's like high tops, like a bar stool, and we're standing up there, and like twice, legit, we almost fell over the railing.
Like we were
So
like scared, like, and I'm not one to get like really that scared, but like, remember when I tried to get up? I like held on to you because I was like, because
no, I know.
I
Remember
was
me?
like,
I literally almost fell.
yeah,
Like,
it's really. So they didn't tell us that. They said that we had nothing blocking. There was also a big pole blocking, so I don't know what he was talking about,
oh
and
yeah,
he made it
if we
seem
had
like.
stayed, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. If we had stayed in those seats, I would not have seen half the stage.
Yeah, and they really made it seem like it was such a great seat, and it was not. So, actually, for the I feel like I'm the one who usually does it, but you manned up. I'm glad you did.
No, listen, no, you talk to the people. I get nervous. You talk to like the celebrities for us, but I usually can tell a person off if I need to. But
If need be.
in this case, I didn't tell them off, but I did go up to the usher and I said to him, like, very honestly, I was like, listen, like, the two of us are very scared of heights. We were not told what that these were like, not even like regular chairs. These were literally like stools.
We wouldn't have
And
bought them.
we couldn't look over. I said to him, we would not have bought them. Like it was like I wasn't even expecting to be moved. I just said to him, if something happens where the rest of the seats up here don't fill in, can we switch and just take two of the empty seats? And he said, well, let me talk to them and see what I could do. Maybe we could find out which ones are empty. So I said, okay, we go sit back down. He goes, hey, I just spoke to them. They actually have a lot of, like, they still have some empty seats downstairs. If you guys want to move down to the orchestra, just go up to the usher, and she'll seat you. And we were like, oh my God, you're the best person we've ever met. So
Yeah.
they moved us downstairs. We go in, the usher sits us in like the last row, which is row J, which was
They were
also
high
high.
tops. Yeah.
Yeah, they were also high tops. They weren't like regular orchestra seats, but we it was a great view. But then what was crazy is the producer of the show comes up to us and she's like, "Oh my gosh." She's like, "I know." She's like, "I could tell you girls really want to be like in the action and like you care about the show and like I'm so thankful that you guys are here. You know, when I told them to move you guys down here, I didn't mean put you in the last row. Like we have seats available on the aisles, like in the heat of the orchestra, like fourth row, fifth row, like go take these seats. If someone comes, you can always move, but like I want you guys to enjoy the show." And it just meant so much to us, like how sweet she was to move us there. And we had the most amazing view.
And the most amazing time. Like, and I think if we stayed all the way up there, we wouldn't have been able to focus on the show at all the way we did.
I don't know if we would have been able to stay. I was honestly getting really sick up there. I may have asked you if we could leave, which I would have felt guilty about because we spent the money. Actually, I think if they, what I would have done, to be honest, if the usher said there was nothing he could do, I think I would have said to you, "Let's go back to the box office and ask for a refund or ask for them to switch our tickets to another day."
Yeah, definitely. It like so grateful. The producer was so nice, and by any chance they're listening, thank you so much. Because really, we had the best time. The show is so cool. It's like a concert, but they go through their friendship and but also their personal lives, how they met their partners, and just like showing the love that they had for each other these past 20 years. And when you t like we laughed, but then we also cried in the fact when they were talking about their friendship, and like we felt grateful for each other, and then like I can
Wait,
cry right
the two of us were crying like babies. Like they start singing For Good and Skylar and I are like holding each other like, "Oh my God."
now. Yeah, like it was the sweetest, most nostalgic like concert show ever.
Yeah. One thought that I do want to add, which I feel like maybe is important for Skylar and I to say, which I think is also why, you know, it meant so much to us what the producer did. So, like, you know, I'm sure there are Broadway podcasters and TikTokers out there who, you know, get invited to the dress rehearsals or invited to the previews and stuff like that. You know, Skylar and I are not, we don't do that. Like, we're not at that place. It'd be amazing if one day that happened. You know, if anyone's listening out there, we would love to collaborate and stuff. But, you know, we spend our own money to go see all of these shows. You know, we work really hard, both of us. So like that's why it just like it we felt so bad about what had happened initially because we almost felt like we got conned at the box office. Because he literally was like, "Oh, there's nothing blocking your view. These are great seats. They're so comfortable. Like, you're gonna see like everything." Like, and like it was exactly like our worst fear had happened. So the fact that the producer moved us down, like it really just meant a lot to us because I felt like we got our money's worth. And you know, we spend the money that we do, be yes, because of our love for theater and also for ourselves, so we could go see the shows, but also for you guys, so we could put this podcast out there and make the content that we do on TikTok and Instagram. So I just feel like it's something important to note that, you know, when we're going to see these shows, like we really are spending our own money. We're not being gifted these tickets as much as we would love to. You know what I mean, Skylar?
Yeah, but I think it's important too to for people to understand is that we give our honest opinion.
Yeah, that
So like
too.
yeah, so you guys don't spend the money. Mom, I'm a big girl now, go spend the money. Like I highly recommend.
Yeah.
Tammy Faye, do not spend the money. Like you know what I
Don't.
mean? Like and I'm okay with saying that because we're not being sponsored. Like I feel like sometimes it's hard to trust people on the internet because if they are getting paid to see the show, they're obviously not gonna say something bad about it. But you can
Yeah,
trust
that's
our
true.
opinion because
That's
we
true.
say others.
We're very honest, like if we think something's a good deal, we'll tell you to go buy the tickets, or we'll tell you do this rush. We'll tell you don't do this rush. Like use this discount
Yeah.
code. Like we're very honest with what we say, and it's right. Like you know, if we were being sponsored, we couldn't say don't go to Tammy Faye. which you really
Yeah.
shouldn't. But like, mama, I'm a big girl now, you should spend your money. But also, being honest, don't spend your money in the mezzanine. Yes, it's $20 cheaper, but you're gonna have a horrible time. You need to be in the orchestra. Spend the $20 more and enjoy yourself.
Exactly. So yeah, and we just posted on a TikTok all our tips and tricks on how we get our tickets, like how we rush or lottery. So go check that out. If you need like more of like a visual thing. But yeah. So that was awesome. We also stage doored Mama Big Girl Now. We didn't wait. So
Well, we did. They were just
we
taking a
did.
long time.
It was like we gave ourselves till 9, right?
It was about 30 minutes we waited.
Yeah, and then we're like, all right, we're gonna go. I was like, as soon as we leave, they're gonna come out. And Michelle's like, all right, we got the car and everything. And Michelle's like, I'm gonna loop around. Let's loop around. Next thing you know, we see Carrie Butler, and we both look at each other and just start screaming. Like, we go, ah! And then
So,
Michelle's like, get away. I'm like, where
yeah, literally, I was like, Skylar, get the flybelt, get the flybelt. And she's like, where's your flybelt? I'm like, in the back. You see Skylar hop to the back seat trying to grab it in time. We miss Carrie Butler. And then she's like, okay, maybe I'll go stand there. So she goes to stand there for a couple minutes. She's like, no, I don't think anyone's coming. I'm going to go back in the car. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, we'll just go. And I was like, we both said it actually together. Like, the one person we would love to get the autograph of is Marissa. And we literally drive up, not even like a quarter way down the block, and all of a sudden you see Marissa walk out, and Skylar screams, "It's starts monkey hopping in the passenger seat and starts trying to open the door before I'm even pulled over, and I'm like, "Girl," I pull over quickly. She runs and gets us the autographs.
I was getting it for us any way possible. 'Cause I was like, you know what? And I literally ran like a psychopath.
It was so funny. I was just watching from the car. But honestly, and going back to how it's been a weird juju week, the craziest
Yeah.
part is that so we went to Drag and Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now on Sunday, and we weren't really sure we were going to see a show, Monday. We were still trying to figure it out. So at the same time, Skylar is getting Marissa's autograph, Drag gets out, like their evening show, and Skylar turns around, and who's standing behind Skylar? Skylar.
Diego. Diego.
From Sunset
My
Boulevard.
you should have saw what my face went. My mouth went all the way open. And we were literally talking about him like an hour before because we were talking about how much we loved him as Artie.
Yeah. Randomly. So we were trying to, like, we literally were talking about it for a long time, too. So, like, literally, Skylar comes back to the car and I'm like, I see Skylar, I'm like, that guy looks like Artie. Is that him? And she goes, like, yes, it is. And I was like,
No, I think I
what?
opened the door. I was like, oh!
No, but I had already, I thought I
Yeah,
saw
you
him, but I didn't
saw him.
know. But like, what's crazy is that's what gave us the push to then be like, you know what? Let's enter tomorrow for Sunset Rush and see if we can get tickets. And
Yeah.
then we got tickets. We get to the theater expecting Tom Francis, and we look in the playbill, and Diego's on as Joe.
Like, I'm sorry, but we have some manifestation powers. So I'm manifesting that we are going to see Outsiders within the next 2 weeks.
I'm manifesting that we're gonna go
And
see
Brody's
Outsiders
in.
and see Brody.
Yeah. Because when I tell you, when we open the playbill, we're like, what? He was literally standing behind my mouth dropped. He probably saw me. He was like, what is wrong with that woman? But like I was like, and what was annoying was that Michelle wasn't right next to me because I almost went to the person next to me. I was like, oh my God, you're not Michelle. Like,
That.
because my first instinct was to look to my right because you're always on my right for glory.
Why, but that's so true.
Yeah. And I was dying. And then, like, we try to tell other people and they don't, like, believe us. We're like, we have manifestation powers.
Minute, go back a second. I really am always on the right.
Yeah, you really are. It's weird. Is that your better side? I guess my better side's on the left.
Maybe. I do like
Oh,
this angle. Like, see, it makes my chin jizzled.
yeah. I'm dead. So we have powers.
Yeah, we do. Just some other Broadway news quickly so we can get to our topic of the day. We have a lot of show closures that are about to happen. The Notebook is closing December 15th. Roommates also closing December 15th. Once Upon a Mattress is closing November 30th. Celino versus Barnes is closing December 1st.
I
Hills of
kind of want to
Hell.
see that.
We only have a couple weeks then. We gotta go.
I know it looked funny. I won't be upset if we don't, but
Yeah, if we don't, we don't, but it would be funny.
yeah.
Hills of California is closing December 22nd. Hold On to Me, Darlings, also closing December 22nd. And then Back to the Future is closing January 5th, which breaks my heart because that's my favorite movie, but
We should try to go for closing. Although it's gonna be really sad.
it will be, but I think we should try to go for closing. That is a good idea.
We should.
Okay, we will discuss off the podcast.
We will.
Yeah, other Broadway news.
What's really important is finally, they announced that they're gonna have a public memorial for Gavin Creel at the St. James Theater. And they will be dimming their lights, all Broadway theaters, on December 3rd. So it's
About time.
really about, it took way too long for them to say that.
What day of
Way
the
too
week is
long.
December 3rd?
Not sure.
Hold on, where's my calendar? It's 'cause that it's at the St. James, so that's where Sunset is. Is there no show on the 3rd? I guess not.
Is it a Monday?
It's a Tuesday. Oh, so everyone be aware about that. There may not be a show that night then.
Okay, maybe they're back on the Monday schedule. But yeah, that's important. And then the last little snippet, which was really cool, the Book of Mormon played their 5,000th performance. 5,000th.
That's
Thousandth.
crazy.
Why can't I say that? Performance.
Five
Isn't
thousandth.
that insane?
5,000. That's a weird word. Five
Five
thousand. Five.
thousandth.
I can't say it. 5,000th.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. So that's cool. On November 4th.
You know what's interesting to me is that Book of Mormon has lasted as long as it has and not other shows.
Yeah, I it's weird to me.
It's a great
But
show, but I think it's like aged out.
yeah, they need to like upgrade it a little bit. Some jokes could be like a little bit in this time, but
Yeah.
insane. So yeah, I guess we're ready to we haven't discussed our picks, so this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Of movies or books that we feel should be musicals and copyright. Copyright. Don't
All of
even
this is
try.
copyright because if somehow it ends up on Broadway, I want the
Royalties.
rights. I want royalties. But yeah, we have not discussed this at all. As you guys will probably know that this topic we thought of actually during last week's podcast. We were like really excited about it and we wanted to do it. So do you want to go one after the other back and forth, or you want to go through all of our choices?
Oh, we could do one after the other. That's a great idea.
Thank you. Oh,
Why
I'm
don't
back to
you go
British.
first?
Okay. So, speaking of British,
Oh.
my first choice is something that I think was on track to become a Broadway musical, and the creators effed it up.
Oh.
I think Bridgerton really should be a musical.
Oh. Yes.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry, but Barlow and Bear really messed up that whole situation with Netflix. I mean, obviously, we don't know the details. We were not involved. But,
Yeah.
like, I just because their Bridgerton musical didn't work out does not mean I don't think there could be another one created. Like, I really do feel like there's a way to, like, obviously, you can't do every child's stories, but I feel like at least the Duke and I could be transported to
Oh,
Broadway.
100%. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Good. Okay,
Thank
I
you.
like that one.
You know I love a good Bridgerton. Ugh.
Imagine the costumes as they're sessioning.
It'd be incredible. And do you know how many people would go to the theater dressed up in Bridgerton attire? They could
Oh,
do like you know how Cabaret has a whole like interactive experience before the show? They could do that for Bridgerton. Like it would be insane. Like, and I really do feel like there are so many people that love Bridgerton. I think they would sell a significant amount of tickets. And I think it's a missed
yeah.
opportunity that it hasn't happened.
And the love songs would be beautiful. That's a good one. Mine is not. My first one is, it's, I guess it is a musical, but I want to see it on Broadway. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that
I
would be
feel
really
like,
cool.
right? I feel like they could do it in a tasteful way, in the way that they did SpongeBob, where he's not like fully like a skeleton, but he has skeleton aspects. And same thing with Sally. But I also think like the lights would be like absolutely incredible on a
Yeah.
Broadway stage.
And the music is so good. I'm picturing it like Beetlejuice, like the way they did the Beetlejuice sets and
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah. I think it would be really cool.
Could you imagine like that? Actually, no, that's a great idea. Like, could you imagine with the way they would do like the what is it like the pumpkin patch and all that stuff and like
Yeah, Halloween
his
Town.
like yeah like his the famous like Halloween store. I don't know. I haven't watched Nightmare Before Christmas much, but like that thing he always stands on, that's the logo,
Yeah,
like
and
the
like,
hill.
and the transition between Halloween Town to Christmas to North Pole, having the transition and like the lighting changes, and it would be sick. It would be sick. And then they could just
You
add a
are
couple
100%
more
right.
songs. Thank you.
You are 150% right.
Like, even
Bravo.
if they did like a limited run for like the holidays, like they could literally start in like August and run till like January, because it could be a Halloween movie, musical, and a Christmas one.
Yeah.
Like,
Actually, I also feel like it'd be a good show to do right now, like even like to honor Ken Page after he just passed
yeah,
and stuff like
definitely.
when they did Night Before Christmas, like the concert version at the Hollywood Bowl, I know it was significantly well attended. Like there are so many Nightmare Before Christmas fans. Like you're right, it's like a piece of the market that they're missing out on.
Yeah, they really are. And they could do it in a tasteful way. In the way their costumes, and I would like to see that.
I
Please and
love that
thank you.
choice.
Thank you.
So my next choice, I don't know if it would work as a musical. It may need to be a play, but I do feel like it would be really interesting and maybe even done as like a two-parter, similar to how Cursed Child originally was. I would love to see the first book of ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's on your list, isn't it? I can tell by your face. Skylar, is it on your list?
Damn it. Okay, I'll change it.
You don't
I'll
have to
change. I'll think
change.
of something.
You don't have to change it. We could share it. I think because we both have it, it means it's even better.
I think that would be so cool.
It would be
I think it would be
sick.
so cool. Like, imagine, because it's the first book starts off with her in the forest hunting. So imagine them like recreating that on stage somehow. Like, almost like I picture like a turntable, like in Hadestown and Hamilton, that they have, and her
Ooh.
just like running, or like just like pretending to run with like, yeah, that's my
What if
favorite. And
it
then
was
like
done?
Tamlin coming down.
What if it was done at like Circle in the Square, like as an
That'd be
interactive
sick.
show, and they set up like when it comes to like they go to like the like the world of the fairies, like they put up like things like grow on the sides and like all the decorations and the lights like go up and
Yeah.
like it just becomes a whole different thing. Like the show kind of starts more dark and then like progresses.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome.
And also
I
imagine
could definitely see it as a
Rhysand's
play.
entrance. Oh my God. But even just imagine the part where she fights with like the worm. Like imagine that on a Broadway
Yeah.
stage.
Shout out Josh Strobel, because he dressed up as Rhysand for Halloween. And I
Oh
instantly texted you. I was like, look at his story, he's Rhysand. Like, there's no way. Which is weird,
no.
wasn't he? He was on my, no, Lucien was on my hearing cake.
Yeah, Lucien was.
Yeah.
But I think ACOTAR would make a perfect stage show. I don't think it should be a musical. I think that would make it too like comedic in a way, and it's like not a comedic story. I think it
Yeah.
should be a play split into two parts, like Harry Potter.
That'll be sick. And again, there's a big market for it.
Especially right now, those books are popular.
Oh yeah, as they should be. But it gets dirtier and dirtier, so I don't know if like the other books could Like, imagine it be
Well,
acting out. That would be amazing, though. That would be so good.
that's the thing though. Like I know the first book, like it leads you to think that one thing's about to happen when something else ends up happening in the rest of the books. But
Yeah.
I don't think you could transfer a sequel really to the stage. And if you think about it, it's like for all shows, like Back to the Future, like Back to the Future 2 is not on Broadway.
Yeah.
Or 3. Like, so I think if they just took the first book and they transferred it. And I feel like there's enough that they could cut out to condense it a little bit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of like backstory and stuff in the books that's probably not needed for the stage show.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so who wants to go now? Because we shared that choice.
Okay, I put Princess Bride.
I'm so surprised that that has not been in development yet.
Right?
Actually, I remember hearing something a few years ago. Wait a minute, I gotta look it up. The Princess Bride stage show. I think it was discussed at one point.
It should be. It should be. That would be so cool.
I see an article about it on Playbill.com. There were rumors about it coming out in 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there was at some point there was a script and everything put together.
Oh,
But
wow.
why is that one of your choices?
I don't know. I just feel like, again, it's such like a nostalgic like movie, and I think like it would transfer so well as a musical. Like, I could see it.
I could too. I'm surprised that they didn't continue on with it. Like, I wonder why it fell out of production.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Imagine like the makeup. It'd be so good. It'd be so
And it's
good.
a fun show. Like, it's funny. Like,
Yeah.
like it has like almost like that like Mel Brooksy humor. And I feel like there needs to be another show like that.
Definitely. And an honorable mention is Hocus Pocus. I feel like we said it last week, but Hocus Pocus should be a musical. Come on.
Oh, that was your last choice?
No, I was just honorable
Oh, honorable
mention.
mention. Okay. I agree though. Hocus Pocus 100% should be a stage show.
Yeah.
You know how sick it would be if they were flying on the brooms around the audience?
Insane. It would be so cool. So
Copyright.
cool. Literally.
So, my next choice is something that I very strongly believe in. I think they should turn the movie Ella Enchanted into a
Oh,
Broadway musical.
Ella Enchanted. Yes. It's a book, right?
I think it was a book that was made into a movie,
Movie.
and now it's time to make it into a Broadway show. And I can't believe they
Yes.
haven't thought about it yet. The story is so good, and the fairy tale aspect to it, and like the play
Yeah.
on Cinderella, like it's fun.
Yeah,
Like,
that would be amazing.
I just feel like there's so many shows that they're bringing to the stage nowadays, like for movies and stuff. I'm like, why'd you make that choice?
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. I loved that growing up.
Me
And the
too.
ending.
I may watch it again tonight.
That's a good idea.
Love
Well,
Ella Enchanted.
my last one, you haven't read this series, and this might be a little niche, but the Flawless series by LSE Silver, it's about cowboys falling in love with either like people who are quote unquote city women or whatever. And it's like four different brothers in four different books who each fall in love with separate girls. I mean, it might be hard to do all four, but I feel like you can like intertwine their stories and like have them each fall in love and then
Ooh.
like create this musical masterpiece of love.
That'd be cool. You bought me those books. I have them in my cabinet to read.
Oh, it's so good.
That was my birthday present. You bought me two of
Yes.
the
So good. I loved it. It was a little cheesy at some points, but like at the same time, like you could, because it's one family and it's four brothers. So it's like they all meet at the dad's like ranch. Like they all like will have dinner together. So like their stories intertwine in the series. So I feel like the musical can do the same thing.
That would be sick.
And I
Like
think it would just be like,
maybe like two of the brothers get focused in the first act and the other two get focused in the second act or
yeah.
something.
And then they just all end up happy.
That's the thing. I think Broadway needs more like real rom-coms. Like they don't really have that anymore. Like
Yeah,
think about the
no.
shows that are out right now. I don't think there's any right now.
No, Mulan, she dies.
The thing is, everything, the way you said that was funny. The thing is, I just feel like everything is very like serious right now. Like I just want some fun shows to go to if we want a fun night out.
Yeah, like Mama and Big Girl Nail. That was a lot
Yeah.
of fun. Like
And
stuff like that.
we
And
needed it.
Drag. Yeah.
So my last choice, again, is also one that I will stand by forever and ever. They really should be turning the Princess Diaries into a Broadway show.
You're Anne Hathaway heavy. Oh
I
my
am Anne
God.
Hathaway heavy, but come
Well, yeah,
on.
why have they not?
Besides the fact, okay, so I love the Princess Diaries 1 and 2. I love the movies, but I, more than that, I really love the book series. I read it multiple times growing up, and the
But
books
I
just.
didn't know it was a book series.
What?
Oh,
Skylar.
I'm gonna read them. I'm literally,
I
I'm
have
going on
all the books
Kindle.
and I have all the books. You want them? I'll give them to you to borrow.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I have all
Great,
the books. Don't
cool.
spend money. Pick
No,
my
if it's
books.
free on Kindle, I'll download them.
If it's free, it's one thing. The books are actually a little different than the movie because it like she's a little younger when it all starts, and also it like emphasizes different parts. The way she, like the mom ends up with the teacher is different. What happened to the dad is different. There's a
Oh my God,
lot
I
of change. There's
read
a lot of
them.
changes. If I remember correctly, I believe the dad is actually alive in the books.
Oh.
I was a kid. I don't 100% remember. I could be wrong, but it's been on my list of books that I want to reread again. Maybe we could read it together.
That's a good idea.
Book
Oh.
club.
Well, then I'll have to buy.
Okay, well, no, then we'll borrow.
No, I'll
But
go to the
anyway.
library. I'll go to the library. They probably have it at the library.
Probably. But I'm still finishing Avatar. You could borrow the books. I'll read it again at some point. But The Princess Diaries, could you just imagine that on stage? Like the very end, the ball scene when she comes out and she's all wet and she's like, I choose to be Mia Thermopolis, blah, 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 Princess of Genovia. And then like they go backstage, quick change, she comes out in the giant ball gown and walks down the steps like as if she was like Belle or something to Michael's
Yeah.
arms. Could you just imagine?
Look at my face. I'm gonna cry. Oh my God, you got me.
I could stage this entire musical tonight.
Zendaya
Tonight.
almost just cried. I almost just cried.
And I feel like there are so
Ooh.
many good actresses right now for like Clarice and Mia.
Oh my God, it
Like,
was so
oh my
good.
God, who could play Clarice? Oh, there's so many.
So many.
Patti LuPone. Can you imagine Patti LuPone as the Queen of
It would be too
Genovia?
loud for
Kula. Oh my God. I can't. Moving on. But I just feel like the Princess Diaries would be the perfect stage show.
really would. Wow.
And I think little girls
Yes.
need a story like that on stage. We were at Sunset Boulevard last night. Someone brought like, I think, what was she?
She
Seven?
had to be
Eight?
set. She was young. I didn't think they allowed like kids that young into the theater.
I didn't either, but it's not a show for kids. And we actually saw them as we were walking to our parking garage, because they parked in the same place. I felt so bad. That little girl had a look of being like terrified on her face.
I mean, I was scared, so I can't imagine how a 7-year-old would feel. Just like, also, I feel like this is a separate note. Broadway doesn't have those nostalgia shows, which makes me nervous for the future.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, there's no like Les Mis, there's no Phantom, there's no like a Chorus Line, there's no like Broadway staples that like we would be like we or Annie or whatever we wouldn't want, like we want our kids to experience. But
Yeah.
I hope that,
I mean, right now they're opening Gypsy, I mean, which is, I
yeah.
guess, that same caliber, but at the same time, it's also not really a story for kids because it's about a stripper.
Yeah.
I guess you would take them to Lion King, but like that can't be the only show out there for that age.
Yeah,
And there's
and
Aladdin,
Aladdin.
but I wonder if we could find a list of like musicals that are in development. Like, do they have that on Playbill.com?
Well, I wonder what all these shows are closing, what's gonna go in there? I hope Ragtime gets a home,
So
please.
here's an article from Playbill.com from October 31st of shows that are upcoming and announced. Some of these have already opened. Maybe Happy Ending, Wonderful World, Tammy Faye, Death Becomes Her, Swept Away,
Is
Elf.
Smash on there?
It probably is. Wait, I'm reading through it. I may not be up to it yet. Elf, Cult of Love, Gypsy, Eureka Day. It's about a vaccination debate. All In. All In's opening. English, Redwood, Operation Mincemeat, Buena Vista Social Club, Othello, Purpose, The Picture of Dorian Gray, Boop, the Betty Boop musical. I actually feel like that may be good. I want to see that.
Wait, the Picture of Dorian Gray is becoming a play? Not a musical, right? I read that book.
I believe it's a play. It's at the Music Box and it's starring Sarah Snook and she plays 26 characters. So I guess it's a one-woman play.
I don't know, I have to tell my sister. That's her favorite book.
Oh, wow. So Boop the Betty Boop musical, Smash, there it is on the list. Good Night and Good Luck, starring George Clooney, Last 5 Years. John Proctor is the villain. Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends.
Wait, John Proctor is the villain. Is that from The Scarlet Letter? John Proctor.
No,
What
that's The
play is that
Crucible.
from?
That's The Crucible.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
It's a new comedy. It says a new comedy about a high school English class questioning the classic play, The Crucible.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends, which is going to be starring Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga.
I want to go to that.
Floyd Collins, Just in Time, Stranger Things is being turned into a show. Real Women Have Curves, The Pirates of Penzance. Then these are like other possibilities that may be opening up. Glengarry Glen Ross, My Son's a Queer, But What Can You Do? Sugar Daddy, The Queen of Versailles, Waiting for Godot. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Okay, shows that are in the works. 13 Going on 30, which I heard about. I think that's going to be incredible. I actually think I saw, I think it's starting in the West End. I remember seeing something about it the other day. 17 Again, also really great. I love 17 Again.
My God, that's great.
Can we go to opening night? I bet you Zac
Oh,
Efron will be
yeah.
there. Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death, Ali, Beat Street, The Bodyguard, Born for This, Coco. Oh, they're turning Coco into a show. That's the Disney movie? That would
Yeah,
not be my first choice. I'm so
I
sorry.
can't watch that. I cry too hard.
Crazy Rich Asians. Oh, that'll be good as a stage show. No? You don't think so?
Don't know.
Maybe. Devil Wears Prada. Which we already know about. There's talks about bringing Dirty Dancing back. Oh, there's talks about bringing Dreamgirls back, a New York transfer of the London version. The Other Gatsby Show, The Greatest Showman, which we already know about. The Griswolds Broadway Vacation, which I've heard about before. Gun and Powder. Hello, I'm Dolly. Oh, it's a bio musical inspired by Dolly Parton. That may be fun. High Noon. Hippest Trip, the Soul Train musical, Imitation of Life, In Dreams, The Interestings, The Karate Kid, La La Land. I don't like La La Land. Ugh, okay. I've just
That
never
has a
been a La
cult
La fan.
following.
It
I
does. I've
never
just
watched
never
it.
I did not like it. I was so bored, but it's just my opinion. Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, Like Water for Chocolate, The Lost Boys, Magic Mike, which I've heard that's been in development for a long time. Marie Dancing Still, a new musical, The Mousetrap. Nancy Drew,
I love Nancy Drew.
The
That's
Nanny, The Nanny,
the nanny, Mr. Sheffield. Oh
Sheffield. The Nanny was one of my favorite TV shows growing up. If that
my
becomes a
God.
musical, like there, that should have been on my list.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, Obsessed, The Story of Diane Warren, Pal Joey may come back, Particle Fever, Purple Rain. The Queen's Gambit, The Secret Garden, Sideways, Sydney Sinatra, the musical, Sing Street, Slipping Through the Cracks, Studio 54, the musical, The Ten, Thelma and Louise, a Transparent musical. Untitled
How
Julia
many are
Tofana
there?
musical and The Wanderer.
That's a lot.
Those are all things in development. Only a couple that I'm excited about.
Yeah, interesting. Makes
Someone
me a
reach
little
out to
nervous.
us about Princess Diaries.
Please do. Please. I beg you, because I'm a little nervous about some of those options, but okay.
I feel like there needs to be more shows for like that are for kids and stuff, and like, or just for any age. Like, just have a fun night out at the theater. I like, listen, it's just my feeling. I feel like people are way too serious nowadays. Like, sometimes you just want to go have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what Broadway is missing.
Definitely. Well, I guess on that note.
Yeah, I guess that's it for this week's episode. I think we're gonna have some fun, like some really fun episodes coming along in the future. We've seen a lot of
Definitely.
stuff. But once again, like we always say, you can follow us on TikTok at Love Letters to B-Way with one Y, or on Instagram at Love Letters to B-Way with two Ys, because why? One Y wasn't available because those mother blit
Business
and
inquiries.
for all business inquiries, please reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We are open 24/7. Please feel free to email us at any time of the day. We will respond. I don't sleep. Thank you.
And if you have any ideas, we will not copy you, I promise. But if you want to have a conversation, message us on Instagram with your ideas of shows that you think should be, or movies, books that you think should be musicals. Definitely curious to see more options. But
And
yeah.
also going off of that note, if there's any topics that you guys want to hear us discuss in a podcast, also feel free to message us about that. We're always open to any ideas.
Yeah.
And we would love to chat.
Yeah, definitely. We love Broadway. We've never felt more alive than at Broadway.
Very true, very true.
Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. And we are signing off on
On
our
our 13th,
13th.
there we go. Love letter to
To Broadway.
Broadway.